Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your broadcast here with National Talk Black, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm coming to you live from the Bailey's Hotel, Crystal Brook Hotel here in Cairns. We're here at the Remote Indigenous Women's Shelter Network, four-day leaders conference, and the last day here, so we'll be catching and having yarn with the different organisers for this fantastic forum, leadership forum, a very important space when we're talking about Remote Indigenous Women's Shelter and talking about domestic violence, and they make big yarns about youth crime, which is a very important space. But then we talk about domestic violence, that's way higher than what we're talking about youth crime. So a very important conversation. Trendy Trev here, Murray from the Curry. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across the beautiful country of ours. Welcome back, National Talk Black. So we are yarn up strong here, straight interviews in regard to the conference, the forum here, the leaders forum. And like I said, I'll be catching up, having yarn, with facilitator Karina Hogan very soon, and we'll start that conversation. And also, we'll try and catch up with the other keynote speaker and also the chairperson. The other facilitator is Murray Benton, and we're also going to catch up with the chairperson of the organisation. Very important space. This is your deadly program, National Talk Black, and like I said, live here at the Bailey's Hotel, Crystal Brook. And you're on BBM 98.7 FM, and we go across the country. National Talk Black, thanks to NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service. Yarn up strong, you mob, too deadly. National Talk Black.
Oh,
wait for me by the river so I can take you by the hand. Hand, yeah. And we can walk and we can talk for hours and hours about nothing in particular at all. Wait, wait, wait for me. And we can lay beside the ocean, fire now right. And the hammock on our left and the waves at our feet. And the stars will be the only lights that we see. For the red and the blue and the yellow that the burning fire bleeds. Listen, listen, listen.
Hey, which way you mob? We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor. Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416. Yendaba napi bamada. Yendaba kat yendaba bamada. Yendaba gadan. Yendaba listen.
Down city streets, I would roam. I had no bed, I had no home. Crawled out of bushes early morn. Used newspapers to keep me warm. Then I'd have to score a drink. Start me up. Help me to think. Down city streets I would roam. Use my fingers as a comb. In those days when I was young, drinking and fighting was no fun. It was daily living for me.
I had no choice. It was meant to be. Down city streets I would go. I had no bed, I had no home. There was nothing that I owned. Used my fingers as a comb. Now I'm a man, I'm not alone. I am married, I have children of my own. Now I have something I call my own. These are my children, and this is my home. I look around and understand how street kids feel when they're put down. Down city streets I would go. I had no bed, I had no home. If there was nothing that I owned, use my fingers as a comb. Down city streets I would roam. I had no bed, I had no home. There was nothing that I owned. Used my fingers as a comb. Thank you.
Welcome back to BBM 98.7 FM's National Talk Black Show. This is Bala Matty filling in for Trev as we're just waiting for him to come back with his first guest. So we're here at the Remote Indigenous Women's Shelter Network Forum, and this is day four, the final day. It's about to wrap up soon throughout the day, but they got some deadly fireside conversations and informal morning tea happening as well. So they just broke for morning tea, and Trendy's just gone to grab his first guest for today. So the program will close with a network wrap-up, including reflections, feedback, and a forward-looking discussion on priorities. Yesterday, they had some deadly guests as well. Amy McVaughan from QCOSS, which is QCOSS. Beck O'Connor, Victims Commissioner and Representatives from WorkUp and CheckUp as well, where they are exploring supports available, barriers access to ways to strengthen partnerships across the sector. Day two, they had in the afternoon, they co-design a shared services hub and explore a cultural grounded mobile app to support shelters with tools for care, compliance, and data sovereignty. The day concludes with the important session on addressing sexual violence in our communities, also focusing on cultural safe trauma-informed support for victim survivors, as well as specialist resources our workforce needs. And that was on day two. Day one, they had Network Chair Karen Denny-Paul, who formally opened the forum, marking 21 years of shared leadership and outlining the purpose and key themes ahead. Delegates will introduce themselves, share expectations, and set collective intentions. The day ends with a welcome dinner and a opportunity they had to connect before we dive into the week's important work. So kicked off with day one with some deadly turnouts for the mob, but biggest mob here I see just walking out for morning tea. But you tune in to BBM 90.7 FM, coming to you via the National Dennis Radio Service for National Talk Black. So I'm going to go to a quick song. Hopefully we have Trendy back with his first guest here on BBM 98.7 FM.
For all to see, the waterfalls, the colors. Thank you.
Yeah, very good morning, you Dylan Mob. Welcome back to your live outdoor broadcast here at the Bailey's Crystal Brook Hotel. We're here for the Remote Indigenous Women's Shelter Conference, Network Conference, and it's a four-day leaders conference. And look, virtually just coming to an end, but a powerful yarning circle it was. And like I said, we're catching up with different people who were delegates of the fantastic forum. We're going to catch up with now. We've got Ganthi here. Ganthi is from Pomperia, and a very good morning. Ganthi, how are you?
I'm good, Trevor. Thank you.
Thank you. Very good to see you. Thank you very much for coming to the program. So you're the CEO of Pomperia Aboriginal Corporation, yep?
Yes, Pomperpantu Aboriginal Corporation, yes.
Okay, and how long have you been in that role?
Oh, I've been in that role for almost 10 years
yeah,
now.
Yeah, thank you. Your family, aren't you? Your family, part of the family group. Look, thank you very much. You're here representing your mob there for Pomperia, here at the Remote Indigenous Women's Shelter Network, four-day leaders conference. You've been here for the whole 4 days?
Yes, yes.
How did you find this yarning circle?
Very, very good. We learned so much. It's all about learning and sharing this week.
Yes.
And very productive.
Very productive.
Yes.
And when we talk about a yarning circle, we're talking about truth telling. We're talking about stories that are real. And those stories become, well, good medicine, one, but also it puts, more meat on the bone regarding moving forward and the work that needs to be done in this space.
Yes, yes. It's more like solution focused.
Yeah, solution focused. I love that. Mm. Yeah, fantastic. Mm. Delegates, how many people were here at the conference?
I believe more than 50 people.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, from 15 shelter, for 13 or 14 shelter.
Yes.
Around the Cape and also other areas. In
yeah,
Cairns,
fantastic. Yeah. Yes, yes. Mm. And like I said, it's a very important space. They talk about youth crime, but domestic violence is way above that. So there's got to be a lot of work done in this space,
yes.
You know, and to protect our women, our children, but also protect our men regarding their process and who they are as men and warriors of the 21st century. So you could say a three-pronged spear.
Yes, yeah, because there's so much funding been invested in victim support, victims, but the men are missing out.
Yes.
The men and the boys. So we need to focus on how to support the men and the boys
okay.
in the communities. Yeah.
And that was a big part of the conversation as well. Yes, mm-hmm. protecting our women and children, but also supporting our men.
Yeah, that's where we can end the domestic and family violence.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So true. Ganthi, so look, lovely 4 days. Thank you for your yarn. I believe we'll be catching up with you beautiful people up there, Pomperia, for the Youth Summit coming in September. Is that right?
Definitely, yes. It's from 22nd of September to 26th September, the whole week.
Okay, looking forward to celebrating with you. And thank you very much for your yarn, Ganthi.
Thank you, Trevor.
Take care. All the best to you. A beautiful yarn. So that's Ganthi from Pomperia and CEO here for this beautiful conference, Remote Indigenous Women's Shelter Networking, four-day leaders conference coming to an end, but look robust and full information and, a vision, focus for going forward. But when we talk about domestic violence, yes, protecting our women, our children, but also supporting our men in that space as well. So it's a three-pronged spear, a very powerful conversation going on here. Good yarning circles, and sometimes we feel as though that when people are working in their space, in their community, they may feel that like it's them against the world. But when you talk about a conference like so, then it just puts more meat on the bone in regarding the support system, that you are not by yourself. We are all in this together, and that's so very, very important. With that, you might look, stay tuned to your daily program, National Talk Black. Come back very soon for more yarns. Tudeli, my welcome back to your live outdoor broadcast. We're here at the Bailey's Crystal Book Hotel for the Remote Indigenous Women's Shelter Network 4-day conference coming to the last day. A very robust conversation and a very deadly yarning circle. We're going to catch up a yarn now with some of the delegates. And look to my right, I've got big man, Matt Smith, Member of Parliament, Member of LICART. A very good morning, Matt. How are you?
I'm good, Trev. Yourself?
I'm well. Good to see you. And also, we've got someone a lot prettier than this man. We've got Jenna Roberts, Assistant Commissioner, National Domestic and Family and Sexual Violence Commission. Jenna, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Trev. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. We'll start with you, Jenna. So there has that you were, look, a very important space here. They talk about youth crime, but domestic violence is way above that, isn't it? And we need to bring that to a close, don't we?
Everything is connected, Trevor. Like, there's not one part of the system that isn't connected, whether it's mental health, suicide prevention, drug and alcohol, crime, youth crime, it is all connected.
Okay. And so a lot of work, when you're talking about a beautiful conference, like, say, a forum, a four-day conference, this is a powerful yarning circle. And I feel that some of our people who are working remotely, they sometimes feel that it's them against the world. But when they come to a conference like so, they feel that we're not alone in this. We're all in this together.
The power of the last couple of days has been incredible to watch the women come together, but also have that united voice in what the needs are for the community. We know what communities know what they need for each other and to serve the people, and so I think listening to that is really powerful, and we need to take that both, whether it's state, federal, local, we need to take that back and actually have some action to follow that.
Yeah, fantastic. And then we talk about truth telling. We talk about true stories here, and when you hear those stories, they become one, the medicine in regarding the delivery, the talk about the space, but also telling what's going on and what needs to be done. I mean, they're very powerful too, aren't they?
They're both healing, but they also centre us in why the work's important. And I was just speaking to somebody outside saying those stories need to be carried with us throughout our work so that it's not just a policy or it's not just something that's, you know, in out there in the world. It's actually about the people that we serve and making a difference in people's lives.
Yeah, so we need to get it together is what I'm picking up. Over to Big Matt. Matt Smith, thank you very much, Member of Parliament, Member of LICART. This is your space when we're talking about Cape York. You're a new kid on the block, but I did hear your talk there. You're a student. You're at the table. Share with me and enlighten me. Give me information. So knowledge is power. Then you can do what you need to do.
Yeah, and look, it's really important if you're going to be an effective advocate to have these conversations, to truly understand from people who have lived experience what that looks like, what that feels like, and then the solutions. And then the big thing that's come out of today is that it wasn't just identifying of problems, it was identifying solutions. So that there is a roadmap for me to go back to, you know, ministers such as Mulindiri, Tandy Plibbers, that can say, hey, I was at this, these are what we've discussed, this is where we think this should go. And there's, you know, there's got to be some massaging around policy and the way that works. You know, it's difficult to put a Western construct over a cultural lens. Sometimes that's where things fall down. So that's a responsibility that now I have as a member of First Nations Caucus and as Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Joint Standing Committee, is to make sure that these voices are heard and then the response is appropriate and actionable.
Yeah, sure. So we're talking about working from the inside out. We the people, we are First Nation people in our communities, we've got the solutions to our problems. But it's got to come from the inside out, not from the outside in. Money's a tool. Let's talk about funding, you know, and let's use that tool wisely.
Yeah, look, and money is absolutely a tool. And that was one of the things that was brought up a lot today about, you know, shelters are not necessarily funded appropriately. There's not proper recognition and remuneration for the cultural knowledge and experience that is brought forth by the elders, and that's a very important part of ensuring that cultural knowledge and cultural safety is brought into any kind of discussion that's had around domestic and family violence. So there are some funding solutions to this, and there's also some organisational solutions to this. And one of the great things about today is that it, like you touched on, it is bringing everybody together to look for those broader solutions. So there'll be some things that fit right across the entire Cape, and those are going to be easy probably to pick off, and then with their discrete solutions for individual communities.
Sure. And you say individual communities. Back to you, Jenna. It's not one size fits all. And when you talk about a community, you can't have a solution in there that's going to work somewhere else. It could be a lot different, couldn't it?
It could be extremely different. We heard from a number of members yesterday talking about maintenance, for example, and it's different if you own the building versus if somebody else owns the building. We also, you know, we spend a lot of time obviously nationally at discrete communities, but the issues are similar enough that we at a national and state level can design solutions that it centre the community experience and and really drive change where it's needed.
Sure. And when we're talking about shelters, yeah, protecting our women, protecting our children, what's on the other side of the coin in regarding our men and prevention and helping our men become the warriors of the 21st century? That's the space that we need to be working in as well.
I'm so glad you said that. Matt and I have spent a lot of time talking about this and having healing places for men and boys and having shelters and places that men and boys can go when they need support as well. It's not always about removing the woman and the children. In fact, often that's not the best case scenario. But it's also across the spectrum of prevention, intervention and healing and recovery, because we want our men and boys to be as strong and capable and able to live the best lives that they want to live, so that they can serve their families first and foremost, but also serve their communities.
Yep, fantastic. Janet, thank you very much for your input there. I'm going to whiz over to this man here, quickly yarn about local here. I believe we had some funding for the Cairns Showgrounds, $900,000. Can you enlighten us, please?
It's a bit of funding for the Cairns Major Events Precinct to get that master plan underway, which is really going to serve as the roadmap for infrastructure and what that area looks like probably over the next 20 to 30 years. If you look at, you know, you've got your showgrounds there, Barlow Park, the BMX Center, West Barlow, it's all been sort of developed in an ad hoc manner. And so it's 23 hectares, which could be really, really spectacular. So I'm really looking forward to see what the community comes up with through the consultation process and what we can move going forward. And this is going to open up, you know, funding opportunities, and it's going to shine a light on Cairns' potential. Beautiful. You know, we're going to have the world looking at us during the 2032 Olympics. We've already got soccer. We're going to hope to see if we can get a few more things along as well.
Thank you.
And it's, yeah, look, it's a really great opportunity. And congratulations to you, Councillor, because...
Yeah, that I wear. Thank you.
I know the work. I know the work that you guys put into that, and, yeah, was really happy to be able to announce it yesterday.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you very much. All the best to you, Matt. Jenna, thank you very much. Nice meeting you.
Thank you.
See
so
Matt around the town all the time. He still
can't
owes me lunch.
Him.
Yeah,
can't
thank you.
Him.
That's what he said.
Yeah,
you can't miss him.
That lunch.
Nice yarn to you
I'll
guys.
Lunch.
All the best to you. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much. Thank
all
you.
Right, a beautiful yarn there. Matt Smith, a member of Leichhardt, and like I said, the new kid on the block, but look, he's kicking goals, enjoying the journey, and stands out in more ways than one. Also, Jenna Roberts, Assistant Commissioner, National Domestic Family and Sexual Violence Commission. So look, a very important space, and we're getting it together at this beautiful conference, four-day conference, a very deadly yarning circle, and you're tuned into a National Talk Black with Trinity Trev, Murray from McCurry. We're live here at the Bailey Crystal Brook Hotel, outdoor broadcast, BBM 98.7 FM.
down the clouds gather, the rainforest is tall. The river torrent rushes to my Cocoyalanche girl. I look into her deep brown eyes, says something I can't hide. The mountains that I climb, I find my sacred, sacred side.
To talk about their experiencing running remote Indigenous women's shelters, the power, the strengths, the solutions, the deep intelligence in the room. We need to hear more from these women, and I just want to really congratulate Karen and the others that she works with for pulling together such an amazing event.
And we're talking yarn in circles, but we are talking truth telling. Those stories are real, but as I said before, they're like the medicine for going forward, for healing, but also prevention, we could say.
Yeah, and strength. I mean, that's what you feel in the room is strength and power.
Yes.
And that is not the story that we always hear.
Yeah, so true, so true. Over to you, Karen. Thank you very much, Chairperson of the Women's Shelter Network, also CEO of Warangu. Your team organised this four-day conference, so very, very important. This should be ongoing regarding meeting. They're not just a talk fest as such. There's meat on the bone, so to speak.
Yes, Trevor. So the network's actually been going for over 20 years, actually. So this was the first time we ever got to meet face-to-face. We've always done it on the telephone.
Well, that's sad.
Yes, it is sad.
Thank you.
But the need to do that came from the leaders themselves. So we had a meeting of the leaders in March, and they said, look, we need to come together and, you know, talk about what's going on, because there's been so much reform in the domestic and family violence space, as you all know, and it's impacting our communities way too much.
Look, a very successful conference. Ladies, thank you so very much. We'll be hearing more on this fantastic space. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, BBM 98.7 FM. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong.